The Laughter of God by Walter C. Lanyon. Chapter 24. Art Thou? Art Thou a Christian? And Jesus enumerated the works of spirit, and we can well imagine the eyes of Nicodemus grew wide with wonderment, because when Jesus spoke, it was the word that fused with his words and made them take shape and form as he spoke. But Nicodemus, still filled with wonder, asked, "How can these things be?" The answer Jesus gave him is a classic question of all times, and more especially to the Christian. Art thou a master and ask these things? Art thou a Christian and ask whether the healing can take place or not? Art thou a professor of the word and yet are wondering when or if it can heal the tangled pattern of human thought that is holding you captive? You admit you are a Christian and yet admit you are unable to heal the sick? What is the difficulty? Art thou a Christian and are still asking whether you can or will be healed? Does this terrible question send you headlong into oblivion? Does this confusion of thought cause you to realize that you have yet to believe? Has your believing only been a form of credulity of the human mind? Art thou a Christian and ask these questions? Are you still standing in the place of maybe it can happen? Art thou a Christian and are still trying to reduce the power of God to the level of human thinking, saying at the same instant, who by taking thought can, etc.? Art thou a Christian and are still trying to heal the sick? Jesus admitted he could do nothing of himself, but, and that is the point, the apex of the whole matter, you either enter into the new mansion of being a Christian and begin to see manifestations, or are guessing and plundering with a system of the truth in which there is nothing but confusion and disappointment. Believest thou that I am able to do this? Another question that only a Christian can answer. For the moment you do believe, manifestation, or what the world calls demonstration, falls into place with the ease that a shadow is cast. Art thou a Christian and still wonder whether the problem you are hypnotized by can be disintegrated? The moment you recognize it, even though no sign is visible, you have reached the charmed combination of whereas before I was blind, now I can see. Now at that instant of recognition of the blessed word, do you suddenly leap into the air out of the distorted picture of human thought and belief? It is wonderful, and so it is. All this lovely light is infinitely remote to the one who believes in two powers, though he professes with his lips that he is a Christian. By your own words are you made or destroyed. Thou art the man. As he talked, the Spirit said unto him, Thou art the man, self-accused, self-made. It is suddenly magnificent when you become a Christian. Things begin to appear, are revealed, discovered, in the barren place of nothing. Suddenly, everything. It always has been so. The key to the situation was the discovery that you are a Christian, a Christed one, and suddenly all is changed. In the twinkling of an eye, look again, what has happened? In the place of nothing is everything. Art thou a Christian? Do you believe?